Oxford rape gang which abused young teenage girls in SHG wagon jailed. By Victoria Friedman on June 13, 2018. Six men have been jailed for the historic grooming and rape of six Oxford teenage girls in crimes against children the convicting judge called sinister and predatory. The rape gang operated in Oxford, preying on six vulnerable teens, then aged 13 to 17. From 1998 to 2005 and subjected them to hundreds of episodes of sexual abuse, according to Judge Peter Ross. Prosecutors described it as sexual exploitation on a massive scale, with Judge Ross saying at the defendants' convictions in March, "Systematic and widespread grooming, that is what this case has revealed." Describing the victims as all vulnerable teenagers during sentencing on Tuesday, the judge said, "They, the victims, were brought into the group, of which the defendants were part of, through flattery, making them feel a sense of belonging, and the provision of alcohol and drugs. And the consequence was that sexual abuse of these girls became the norm," he said, according to the Oxford Times. Some of the hundreds of instances of abuse took place in a black Nissan Serena with a license plate ending SHG, referred to as the shag wagon. They would pick the girls, have sex with them, and dump them. Everything happened in that Serena, one victim told Oxford Crown Court. Victims told the court of the sexual and mental abuse suffered, with one describing being used as a sexual object by Assad Hussein, who was sentenced to life imprisonment. The judge described Moin al-Islam, who was jailed for 15 years and 9 months, as having one child completely at his mercy. Muslim, Pakistani origin rape gangs operating in Rochdale, Rotherham, and Telford targeting mostly white girls are well documented and receive some level of media attention. However, this is not the first reported rape gang to have been convicted in Oxford, the city of dreaming spires and home of one of the world's top universities. In 2013, 7 members of a rape gang were found guilty of grooming and raping vulnerable women and girls, some as young as 11, the sentencing judge saying on occasions that the depravity was extreme. The convictions resulted in a 2015 case review which found that some 370 white British girls may have been exploited, raped, and abused from 1999 to 2014 in Oxfordshire. The report confirmed that the link between group-based CSE, child sexual exploitation, with mainly Pakistan heritage, attackers, is undeniable. However, like with Rotherham, Rochdale, and Telford, one Oxford rape gang victim told of attackers still being free to groom and abuse girls despite them being reported to authorities. Assad Hussein, 37, was found guilty of 5 counts of rape, 1 count of conspiracy to rape, and 2 counts of indecent assault. His offenses relate to 2 female victims. He was sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum term of 12 years. Khalid Hussein, 38, was found guilty of 1 count of indecent assault and 1 count of rape. His offenses relate to 1 female victim. He was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment. Kamir Iqbal, 39, was found guilty of 3 counts of rape. His offenses relate to 1 female victim. He was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment. Moin al-Islam, 42, was found guilty of 1 count of rape, 2 counts of indecent assault, 1 count of supplying a Class A drug, 1 count of supplying a Class B drug, and 1 count of supplying a Class C drug. His offenses relate to 2 female victims. He was sentenced to a total of 15 years and 9 months imprisonment. Haji Khan, 38, was found guilty of 1 count of conspiracy to rape. His offense relates to 1 female victim. He was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Aladita Yusuf, 48, was found guilty of 1 count of indecent assault. His offense relates to 1 female victim. He was sentenced to 7.5 years imprisonment. 2 other rape gang members were handed their sentences on April 16, 2018. Rahim Ahmed, 41, was found guilty of 2 counts of indecent assault and 1 count of false imprisonment. His offenses relate to 3 female victims. He was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment. Kamran Khan, 36, was found guilty of 1 count of false imprisonment. He was found guilty of 1 count of indecent assault. His offenses relate to 2 female victims. He was sentenced to 8 years imprisonment. Follow Breitbart London on Twitter at Breitbart London and Facebook.